Honolulu Civil Beat has a story about a potential break for Young Brothers, which provides vital inter-island shipping. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning for our reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this bill that you're tracking down there at the legislature.
Well, the bill would give a subsidy to Young Brothers, the inter-island shipping company that really is our only inter-island company serving all of the main islands.
And so whose idea was this bill to give them a break?
Well, the sponsor is Representative DeCoit from Maui, and the idea is that the background is Young Brothers has asked for and is seeking a 34% rate increase from the Public Utilities Commission, essentially as a monopoly or a common carrier for the water transportation in the state. Young Brothers has to go to the regulators and get permission to raise rates. It's doing that and is talking about a 34% rate increase. This would be a big blow to a lot of the neighbor islands, including small ones like Molokai and Lanai.
Yeah, that's a fat hike.
Yes, it's a big hike, and it really hits these smaller islands because they don't get a lot of the bulk huge containers of cargo that are a little bit less, can be a little bit less expensive to transport. So again, for Young Brothers, shipping small amounts of cargo to the less than container load is the term of art they use, to the smaller islands is really expensive. It takes a lot of handling, a lot of expense. So the idea is that the state could shift some money to Young Brothers to help offset the cost. Presumably, this would mean they're not going to have the rate increase, at least not for portions going to Maui.
So the idea is that, what, we just give them a boatload of cash?
That's pretty much it. We're not sure how much exactly. But, yeah, that's the idea. There is a special fund. Harbor users pay into it. And it's been running a surplus. So the harbor users pay into it through all kinds of ways, fees, even fines, that sort of thing. And then the Department of Transportation uses it to operate and maintain the harbors. It's been running a surplus of some 200 to 300 plus million a year for the past several years. So there would be money in it. It's just whether it's appropriate to use this money to help one company.
Okay, so this lawmaker then is proposing it to help the smaller counties in her district. Who's against it?
Well, the State Department of Transportation is against it because they're worried that, well, you're using this money and it's benefiting one particular company more than others. There's another issue about the legality of it that the Department of Transportation raised sort of obliquely. And the issue is that there is a law that governs how this sort of special fund, this special fund money can be spent. And in this case, it might be an issue if the special fund is being used to benefit a wider population and not just harbor users and transportation companies.
So what are the other issues that we need to look at?
Well, the background is there's still a Public Utilities Commission rate case going on. Again, this is it's a very complicated case. There's a lot of evidence being presented, a lot of discussion. And so that case goes on. One thing that's not completely clear is how the rate case and this proposal relate to each other. It looks like it's very possible that if Young Brothers did get this incentive or the subsidy, it would have to amend its rate application because to show a different level of revenue that it's getting.
So how's it been doing just, you know, otherwise, the bottom line?
The bill's moving along through the legislature. It went through the House with no problem. It's got a referral in the Senate to the Transportation Committee and Ways and Means Committee. Again, it's a double referral. It's pretty easy for a bill to get through just two committees. There's no major hurdle there. So it looks like it's on track unless people really come out and oppose it. There was one council member from Kauai who asked, why is this only benefiting one island? So you might have other neighbor island people coming out and saying, hey, we want this to help us too. Otherwise, it's moving along.
So Mattson competes with Young Brothers in some way, right?
Right. There is this exception to the notion of inter-island transportation only being done by Young Brothers, and that is if something comes in from the mainland, it can effectively be offloaded and shipped onto a neighbor island and still count as not inter-island cargo, which isn't subject to this rate. And that's part of the problem. Young Brothers had been getting a lot of that cargo handed off to it, and it was able to charge a little more than the standard regulated rate. Now Mattson's doing a little bit more of that, and Young Brothers says, hey, this is eating into the little surplus that we had before to help cover the operating costs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it.
And so I understand that Young Brothers has been operating in the red, and they're trying to upgrade their vessels. But, there's a lot needs to be massaged yet.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Stuart. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. Go to read his story online at civilbeat.org.